So even though the Rav Yishmael is galim, or even though the Chachomim, the Biz, knows that he's lying, so it is still effective without any kinyan. As long as on its face it's very logical and it makes good sense. Mashiach in here, so on its face it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. So Mimele, it couldn't even be a Kenyan. Because the Idoy on its face is not Idoy anymore. So it is to be distinguished from the case of Issa Giyure. Over there on its face it was a wonderful Idoy, except the Chachomim knew, happened to know, because they were informed of the whole background of that incident, so they happened to know that Issa Giyure was lying. Because Issa Giyure was advised to make Idoy that is not true. But on its face, the Idoye made very good sense. So where the Idoye on its face is Idoye Gmure, so without any Kinyan, without Kinyan Suda, it affects the Kinyan. Mashing in here, where on its face it doesn't make sense, so not only that it cannot be effective Biteras Nemones, it cannot even be effective Biteras the Kinyan Udise. But as a Kinyan Udise, if it will be coupled with Sudea, so then it will be effective Biteras Kinyan Udise, not Biteras Nemones. Biteras Nemones is not Chayach. I mean, it doesn't make sense. How can we say it's a Mivare? If this is a Mivare, so it has to be Mivare the way he says. Now, if a person will say, if it will rain a month from now, so then I made it that I borrowed a year ago $1,000 from Shimon. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So Mimele Biteras Nemones, it couldn't be effective even though it was Bibes Nechoshuv, and even though it was coupled with the Ki and Sudea, it just doesn't make sense. But there is another halach in Idise, that even if it's not effective Biteras Biro, Biteras Nemones, it's effective Biteras Kinyan. So Biteras Kinyan. So where the Idoye on its face is Idoye Gmure, then it's effective Biteras Kinyan without Kinyan Suda. But in this case, without Kinyan Suda, not. Because on its face is not Idoye Gmure. So it's very similar to the Rif Shit. Except that the Rif discusses the Indian of pressure, of force, and he doesn't discuss the fact that the Idoye was made 1 second. He doesn't discuss the matter that the Idoye was made on it now. Why? But why doesn't the Rif discuss this Indian? After all, what the Ran says is very, very logical. I mean, how can we say it's a Idoye Gmure when the person is made on it now? It doesn't make sense. The answer is, according to the Rif is made, that Biteras Nemones, it doesn't make sense that he should be Nemon when he makes a Idoye on it now. It doesn't make sense. But the Rif Shite is, in view of the fact that Idise, there are two halachas in Idise. One is that it is effective with Teras Nemones. And even when Bez knows, like in the case of Issa Giyure, that he was lying, so it's a Kinyan. So in order to be effective with Teras Kinyan, it doesn't have to make sense. In order to be effective with Teras Biro, it has to make sense. How can it be a source of evidence if it doesn't even make sense? But in order to be effective with Teras Kinyan, it doesn't have to make sense. So Mimele, that's why the Rif has to resort to the fact that the Idoye was made through Kviyeh. But if the Idoye had not been made through Kviyeh, if he, Mirtzeinei Atev, had mentioned that Idoye on it now, then without Kinyan Suda and without Bez Nechoshuv, it would be effective. B'teiras Kinyan Udise. If the same person, Mirzeni Atein, had been matfis his chusei mebezdin, deposited his shtores mebezdin, and he would have said, if I don't appear within 30 days, all my chusim are botel mevutel, and all the evidence is sheker, so then, without bezdin choshuv, and without kiyan sudeah, because Yudisa doesn't require kiyan, just as the kiyan Yudisa by Isa the Yure didn't require any kiyan. That's the shite of the Rif. And the Ran says that the reason as to why it required kiyan sudeah is because it was al-tnai. And if it hadn't been al-tnai, so then, even without Kiyan Sudeah, even though force was exercised, but since it was exercised by Bezdin, who has the keyach and the nishus to exercise force in certain circumstances, so the melee it would have been a mechile gemurah. But the reason as to why it here we require Kiyan Sudeah and Bezdin Choshuv is because here the idoya on its face was not idoya gemurah, and it didn't make sense. So loy mi boy that it couldn't be effective b'tiras nemones if it doesn't make sense. But even b'tiras kinyan, so it couldn't be effective either b'tiras kinyan, unless it's konami yodei. But even though it is konami yodei, since it doesn't make sense, so mimele, it cannot be effective with Tiras Kinyan, unless it's done by Bezdin Choshuv. So if it's done, because if it's not done by Bezdin Choshuv, so then we say, he's just joking, because it doesn't make sense. He formulated it in terms of Idoy, and it doesn't make sense. So we say, Michayach. But if it's done by Bezdin Choshuv, then we do not say, he's mechaya bebedine. But so then you'll ask, so why do we need a kinyan sudeah? If he's not mechaya, let it be effective. But again, the answer is, since on its face it's not a idoya gemurah, so in order that it should be, that it should, in order to establish gemuras das, we must have a kinyan sudeah. Because of the halacha of the Kaim Koldovo, the kinyan sudeah establishes gemuras das. Now let's see it inside. Well, in Nira Likhe, Dimish Machbis the Bez Nogabo Kinyan Lomali, El Hoche, Hoche Kom. Who the economy lay claim at Laitame, Kim Domali Vatlan Susi, claim as you made it, Shinly Bola is his man, Haye Sotila is Litor Kinyan, Mishimido y Bez, who by Kinyan the less, the Loy the King the Loy should die, Hoche Nam, Avo Kim Shitolo Beim, ain't can it do it. Hier gab ich nur mal mach schon mit Hand. Da fühle te ihm gib die gemach schon der Kas machte. A fühle ba mir ikna los in wat us rie so. Hier gab boy kingen. Kei ich ne likne gab bei. Wei noch na mit die mal mach schon. Wie konn mir nei. Lo bin am bosn khosh. So what does it mean? But here we do require that bosn khosh. But it means in another case, not here, where he mentioned the idoy on it now. The yeyuch nam diom machshav v'konam v'nei libinim bezn choshuv. The bikinyan konachavei uvi machshav lekel mechshav asmacht. El dechiv ndibi bezn askinon. Ashminon din achreine. The chol heichadav bezn choshuv litzorich meachshav. The anansade tlu mechaya b'nidine. וכמאן דאמר בפירוש מעכשיו דמי, דכיב דין בעצם חושב הוא, מי דאמר לבטלון כי ידו יגמור המשפין עלי. So what if it's not the best מחושב? So then we say that he is מחייך. But if it's best מחושב, why do we need קיין סודר? The answer is, we need a קיין סודר to establish מרזדס. To establish Mirdas. In other words, if wherever the circumstances are of such nature that it doesn't seem that he really Mirzeni Atev says it, because here it doesn't even make sense what he says. So then the Kinyan Suda, because of the Gzeras HaKosuf of the Kayim Kol Dovo, establishes the Gmiras Das. Alright. Now, let's see what the Ramban and the Ritvo say in the name of the Rib. It's the same sheet of the Rib, but the Rib only says is just that we come a goyen, the haidin less al matis possible chud mistabek avos. Not Ramban. The first big line in the Ramban, the Daftes on the base. The Yehud economy, the best Bechoshim, the Koma Goyen, the high Dine, less El of the Matvis Husi Bilra, who Mistabe Kavosi, Vadim Paske the Rabbin Agod, the Rid, who Milze the Taimi, the less Leili Bez Bechoshuv, Esek Bas Machte the Nafshe, Elo Gabe Iloyasine Atroti Yemi, Kintikiboyele is man Lishlishin Yem, Vikokonis Nafshe Behach, who Matvis Boys Husi, Kehichet Lishtamit Ishtamute, Derachas Machte, Maise, who the cowboy is, Zimnil Rayes, Kitnam, Korayes, Sheish Lohovi, Mikamba Shleshim Ye, Hilka Knose de Konis and Afshe, Beasmachte, Kiv the Konemine, Havali Kravoli Din, Vikanye, Avobishon Milale. And then let's see what the Ritva says in the So he says, Shano hoche doma livatlon schuse, kmi emilse, the Ritva says, mai komar, o mai ume, di botl schuse laf, ke boho midin asmachte, imi shim di bitl asmachte, iiz beknose, ke nmucha bomtzie, boho di tanya niste kom lchaveh, o mani echidlo, ach bu avein chval ima anechidlo, ach vini mochlens kan matnoim, di vrabi eisi so asmachte, kani rabi no matai shiit, vini avene, pir eisi so asmachte, loi kani, kako eze yimcha, vini eze yichpe, elo yikne, kenegat avone, vini eise, vachin pir shirashi osom, vachin mucha vifir vidisefte, dichzid nasim pir kazov, shalik nivar rambam zah. So in other words, So he couldn't say that where it's done derech knas, so then it's afkoye vasmachte. In that case of anisni robin chavere, so they also are mischaye for the amechel. One party, one baldin is mischaye himself, and one baldin is meichel by way of knas, by way of applying sanctions against himself. So and still we apply the loch of vasmachte. So we see that even when the ischayves or the mechile is done by way of applying sanction against oneself, so we still apply the halacha v'asmacht lekanye. So here too, true bezdin did it by way of applying sanctions against the litigant, but the halacha v'asmacht lekanye should apply. So he says v'yesh leima. So he says the same thing in the Ramban. V'yesh leima d'shan hoche da'ave mechile b'bezdin. Bimilse di shayche bezdin, di kovale izman, li rayis, u vivadai bilaf knose di konis nafshe, ilo imaise raye is delay, li save zimne, di kaboya li havel mechayu li bidine mahashke, visu li natrale, elo, di chimaise raye is delay sosa dine, vili tele skuse, hilkach mai di konis nafshe, biliftul skuse, michilo krevo li dinu, the same washing the Ramban uses, michilo krevo li dinu, V'gomar u'mishabit nafshei, mikivn de'ovit kolahai, di'mochar, v'itvi schusei, al di'kvies bezdin, choshu v'ikonomenei. Ho bi'almei, u'v'inyon ha'achvine, di'ovit asmacht elohim mahane, afilu b'mchile. So, afilu b'mchile, it means, because the Rambam Shita is that by mchile, so there is no halacha v'asmacht, v'afilu konomenei b'bezdin, kivn da'av milsed l'shayche b'dini. V'hayne, Die Posek Talmude Hilchese, Asmachte Kanye, Perush Asmachte Keho de Atvis Rusei Bibidine, Vioma Livatlens Rusei, Vihud Leonus, Vihud Economene, Bibez, Hoshuf, Perush de Kule Michile de Bottle Sries, de Havem Mils de Shaikh Bibidine, Vikinje Bibez Hoshuf, Vichad Minayel, Limofik, Midin Asmacht. So, in other words, so, that's the Ramban and the Ritvo. So they explain the Shittas Ari from the basis that since the Ischaivis or the Mechile was done by the person to person in connection with Bezdin, it's not that it was done in the presence of Bezdin. Bezdin was the one who administered all that. Now, so it is similar to the way the Ram explained the Shittas Ari. But the Ram emphasizes the fact that Bezdin exercised force. The Ramban and the Ritva don't mention force. But they say something else, that since it is Milse de Shaykh Bibidine, since it was handled by Bezdin, so because and Bezdin did it by way of Knas, because this person was delinquent in his appearance for the Torah, so Bezdin told him that he must appear by a certain time limit. And then Bezdin advised, he told him that he has to stipulate that night that if he doesn't appear by that time, so all his chiyas will be bottle of wood. So since it was handled by Bezdin, and Bezdin has his shaykhes, was involved in it, so then it is kanye, even though it's nasmachte, because of korev ledin. Now what kind of an expression is korev ledin? The Ramban uses the expression korev ledin, and the Ritva uses the expression of korev ledin. Now, the hilkach knose, the Ramban's lashon, hilkach knose di konis anafshe ba'asmachte kiv di konemine havli krevel ledin v'kan. Now that's something else than what the Ran says in the Ritva. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that from Medvei Zom Medvei says, Ksiv, B'tzedek tishpita misecho, uchsiv tzedek tzedek tirdi. So, first the Gemara says, Rishlok Yishrom, Ksiv v'tzedek tishpita misecho, uchsiv tzedek tzedek tirdi. That seems, so the posik of tzedek tishpita misecho implies there is only one tzedek. And the posik of tzedek tzedek tirdi emphasizes two tzedeks. What's the meaning? So Rishloki says, ho keitzat, kam bidin merume, kam bidin she'ein merume. Alright, but this is what Rishloki says. Ravashi omar, masnisn kedishon. The reason is why the Torah says tzedek, tzedek tirdeiv, two tzedeks, one is a tzedek of din, and one is a tzedek of pshor. Keitzat, shtei svinez, eivri is bino, upogu ze boze, imo ivri shteyen, shteyen teiviz, boze achaze, shteyen eivriz, vichen shtei shnei gmali, shoeilim bimalis bischera, upogu ze boze, Imol ushneyem shneyem eivli, buze achaze shneyem eilin, ho keitzat. So, tuno vishieino tuno, tidoche shine tuno mipnei tuno, krevo vishine krevo, tidoche krevo mishine krevo, ho yu shteyen kreveiz, shteyen richei keiz, hato pshoro bineyen, umalis chazuz. In other words, suppose there are two svineis who have to cross the Gibraltar. It's a very narrow passage. And if they'll both try to pass at the same time, they'll both sink. But both can pass if one will pass first and the other one will pass later. But everyone says, no, I'm first. So what should Bezdin do? Bezdin does not toss a coin and say, heads, this one passes first, tails, this one passes first. That Bezdin doesn't do. So, Dako, if there are peculiar circumstances that entitled one Svino to priority above the other, let's say one is loaded, the other one is not loaded, one is krivo, the other one is not krivo, so then best and pastens, it gives priority on the basis of the peculiar circumstance. But suppose they are both equal, both are cravings, both are floated. So then there is haloche hatl kshor b'neyen umalis chazulezu. So in other words, so and that's the droshe, also in the Zefri, tzedek tzedek tirdei. I mean the same droshe that is mentioned here. Echod l'din ve'echod l'kshor. Echod l'kshor. So there is a Tshuvas HaRosh. The Tshuvas HaRosh explains the halacha of Sumches, Momen Amutl Bisofik Chilki. What kind of a svara is there? Chilki, I mean, Shir Shel Kasaporo, Hamachvi Poro B'chameir. So I mean, so if it's Chilki, so it certainly does not do full justice to any part. So why chilki? It certainly was not chilki. The question is whether the poor gave birth to the vlat before the chlipim or after the chlipim. But when chilki, so everyone is being mistreated. So what's the basis for the halacha of chilki? Of chilki? So the Rosh says that the halacha of Momen Amud B'Sofik Chilkin is based upon the Gzeras HaKosuf of Tzedek Tzedek Tirdeiv, Echad Lidin Ve'Echad L'Kshor. So there are certain situations where Bezin cannot apply the Din. Let's say in the case of Shnei Svinis. What kind of Din is there? They are both Kreves, they are both Tunes. So what kind of Din? How can you determine priority on the basis of a din that is mivuyah in the Gemara on Shulchan Aruch? So Bezdin has to use its own discretion and meet out the pshore. So this is to be distinguished from the pshore that we say when Bezdin has it in Torah. So normally Bezdin tries to pass on the basis of pshore, because that pshore is based upon his chaymes and mechiles, or in other words, so Bezdin has to ask the baladin, do you want to psak din on the basis of din or on the basis of pshar? So if they agree, so then the Bezdin is mikabel kinyan. So in other words, so Bezdin paskels on the basis of pshar. But this is a different kind of pshar, and here we do not necessarily have to resort to kabbalas kinyan. By shtei svinis, we have to resort to kabbalas kinyan. So it's a special halacha that in certain situations Bezdin can resort to pshore. And that pshore is called, every pshore is pshore, pesher akorev ledin. That's the meaning of pshore. Well, that is true in the regular pshore. When Bezdin, most in Torahs are paskent on the basis of pshore, not on the basis of din. So how does Bezdin pasken? In other words, if, let's say, Alpidin, one is chayev to pay, let's say, $10,000 to the other baldin, but that will be great hardship under the peculiar circumstances. So if the baldin won't be kabel, pshore, so Bezdin will pasken $5,000 he should pay. So in other words, pshore means it is like a compromise. It's korev ledin. Since the Ramban and the Ritva both mention here in this case, because he was delinquent, and so Bezdin had to make sure that he will appear before it in Torah. So when the Ramban says that the reason as to why it was effective here, this Mechila, because it Bezdin handled it, and it Bezdin had the Shaykhs to it. So Mimele is given the economy in the lay, have a crevel din vikanya. In other words, it means it's on the basis of pshore. It's on the basis of pshore, and since it's on the basis of pshore, so it has to be crevel din. That's why the Ramban and the Ritva say, have a crevel din. So it's on the basis of pshore. So when can When can Besdin apply pshore if it's in an unusual situation? What's an unusual situation? So shtei svine is both akreve is both atune is. So there is nothing else that can be done. But justice has to be administered, otherwise there'll be constant fighting, and neither svino will ever pass through the Gibraltar. I mean, there'll always be fighting. So then, this is a situation where Besdin can apply pshore. So here too, since Besdin had trouble from this Baldin, so Mimele, so it was Kanye, but it's not, it wasn't effective in a regular way. But here, so it's, the Ramban says, it's a krivodin, it's on the basis of pshore. Now, now the Muki Yisef in Bo Basra and that trip, so he says, now here the Ran is the Kashe. Why do we need Besdin Choshuv since it's Konominei? And so then it has to be Me'achshov. Then it has to be Me'achshov, and if it's Me'achshov, so the Gemara says, in the Gemara in Zeneshech, Mishkan Bayis, in the case of Mishkan Bayis, Mishkan Yisode, so since it's Me'achshov, so it's not a smacht. So without the Besdin Choshuv, so it's not a smacht. So the Ran gives three different shittes, mentioned the Ramtam shite, that Me'achshov is not Mevatel Asmachta, only when he deposits it in the possession of the other Baldin, not if he deposits it with Besdin or a third party. This is the Ramtam Shite, and then the Rif Shite, because here it was Aldi Four, Aldi Kviye, or the Ran Shite, because here the Idoi was not Idoi Gmures, not Mechile Gmure, it was Altai, whatever. But, so the Kashi was that in as much as it's Konominei, so it must be Me'achshov, because if it will not be Me'achshov, so then Kinyesud will not be effective, because it will be Kolsokiyon. So the Mekayesef here, and the Rif, in Get Poshut, so he says, Omar Arit. Omar Arit was out. Called the Isa Me'achshov. Aim by Yasmach. Perik is an Eshech. The Yeshli made in Shestam Kinyan Eniki Me'achshov. The Arashboz Al Kosa. Perik is an Eshech. The whole Kinyan Kimi Achshov. The Loi Heche Konili Kamei. Hohoda Sutra Lemore. Like the Ramses. So the Mekayesef mentions the Machlekes Rishayim. So there is a day, and he mentions the name of the Ritva. Now, the Ritva here on the Dorim is not really the Ritva, it's a Talmud of the Ritva, but here he mentions the name of the Ritva. So the Ritva says that Yesh Lemeidin from our Gemara in the Dorim, she stam kinyan eini kimachshov. Because if a kinyan suda would always be miachshov, so then, why does the Gemara say would the Konominei be Besdin Choshuv? But since the Gemara from the Gemara Bo Metzia it appears that Me'achshov is Mivatlas Machte, so Memele we don't need Besdin Choshuv. So the Ritva mentions a Shite that by combining the Gemara Bo Metzia that Me'achshov is Mivatlas Machte and the Gemara Nidor, that would economy and still Besdin Choshuv is required, so it's a raya that we can have a Kinyan Suda without Me'achshov. And the Rashbo is chilek. The Rashbo says, no, How could there be a ki in suda? How could a ki in suda be effective if it's not miachshav? If it's not miachshav, so it couldn't be more effective than mishiche. And the Gemara says in Ksuves, mishich porzu litikna lachalamed, so loikono, because it's called sokiyoni. Only kesef is kein lachalamed, because if the mekach is bottled, so then we'll have to restore back the money. So maybe it's not called sokiyoni, but ki mishiche is called sokiyoni. So and ki insu there is not like kesef, because it's hotre sudre limor. If ki insu there had not been hotre sudre limor, so then it wouldn't be called sokiyoni. But ki insu there, the Gemara in Nidorim says, is hotre sudre limor. So mimele, how? So it's called sokiyoni. So that's the Rashba. But there is another shite that he mentions, that ki insu there is effective even if it's not miyachshu. And that's why the Gemara says, v'hu dikonimene, b'bez nechoshu, if it wasn't miyachshu, if it was lachalamet, so then we require bez nechoshu also. But if it's miyachshu, then we don't require bez nechoshu, because machshu itself negates us macht. But it's a very strong kashi against this shitem that it for, that Yukiyesev mentions. How could a kin suda be effective without miachshav? Now, Evet Knaini is Yetzer Lecheirus al Dishtashichu. Evet Knaini is also Yetzer Lecheirus al Dikesef. Al Dikesef, that's the Allah. So, the Rambam says in Perikei Milchus Avodim Aloch Aleph, Evet Knaini nikne b'chamisha dvorim v'kein es atzmei b'shleishu. Nikne b'kesef v'bishtar v'chazoke oi b'chlifim oi b'mshichim. וכן נעשה עצמי בכסף ובשטר ובראש העיבורי. ויבד קוט נהריו כבהינו. וניקנה במשיך אורה, I did something else. And then he says, וכן נעשה עצמי בכסף ובשטר ובראש העיבורי. כיצד כן נעשה עצמי בכסף ויציא לחירוס, גן שנוסה נאחות לרבי מויס, ואומר על מה שיציא עבדך בוהם לחירוס. כיוון שקיבל הרב עשה כפס, עשה כסף, או אישו בכסף ויוצא עבד לחירוס. Then נהלוכי גימול, he says, נהלוכי גימול, he says, אומר לי שלוי בכסב, הרי את בן חירי, הרי אתו של עצמך, אף על פי שהעידו או לובד מבסני, ואף על פי שקונו מיודעי, עדיין לא נשתחר, שאין אוהבת יצא לחירוס אלו בכסף ובשטר בראש העיבורי. So the right which it is, that never knightly is יצא לחירוס על בכסף, but not על בכי נסודה. He's not יצא לחירוס על ידי כי נסודה. You never knightly will give a handkerchief to the Don, it will be midai tishlo. That he should be Yetzel Echeirus, he will not be Yetzel Echeirus. That's the Rambam Shit. The Raivet is Chelik. The Raivet Shit is that just as an Evet Naini is Yetzel Echeirus al Dikesev, so Evet Naini can be Yetzel Echeirus al Dikin Sudeh. Omar Avrom, Dovoze Eini Mechver, Sha'akinye Nareyu Kikesev, Me'ahu Maise Dikumseh, שנהלוכת רב שמעון שהכסף גימה ביואי. That is difficult, the last part of the Raivet. But it's not negate us. But the Raivet is חלק על הרמב"ם. And the Raivet says, דוב הזה הנה מחבר שהכיין הרי הוא ככסף. So there is a רב חיים on this מחלקת רמב"ם. Raivet is not in the Sefer. That's in the Ksavim. So רב חיים says that according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, that there is a machlekes between the Raivet and the Rambam as to the essence of the Kinyan Suda. According to the Raivet, so Kinyan Suda is a Kinyan, like Kesef. And he says that the reason as to why in Evet Knaini is Yetzel Lecheirus is Sha'akiyan Hareyu Ki Kesef. So it's a Kinyan, it's a Maise Kinyan. According to the Rambam, so Kinyan Suda is not a Maise Kinyan. But Kinyan Suda is like Sutimse. Now the Gemara da Fainale from Bamitzia says that Sintuse is Kanye. What does Sintuse mean? Sintuse means Minek. if there is a certain practice prevailing among merchants to do something and that signifies the consummation of a transaction, let's say in the diamond trade, so here in America, and that practice developed in Antwerp and it was carried over here, when they consummate a transaction, so they shake hands and they wish themselves mazel bruch. So this is not just a form of politeness. I mean, this is the minhag. This signifies a consummation of a transaction. So that's intusi. In other words, whatever is done in a certain place by all the socharim as signifying the conclusion of a transaction, whether it's at kiaskar, shaking hands, wishing mazel broche, or make a certain mark on the schere, on the merchandise, to put a stamp on the merchandise, if that is done not just to indicate that this is the merchandise that he intends to sell, but it's done as signifying a consummation of a transaction. That's minek, simtuse. So the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph in his Neshach says, "Hai simtuse kan." Simtuse means minek. So simtuse is a maisa kinyan. Let's say the diamond people. So they consummate a transaction and they shake hands and they wish each other mazel broche. So is that a maisa kinyan? The wishing mazel broche is a kinyan like Mashiach? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. The answer is, the aloche of simtuse kanye is that no maisa kinyan is necessary. Ordinarily, if someone is makne chavis to the other and he says, I am transferring title in this chavis to you, so you can be chese. So either dvorim yesh b'mishmuchus ramone or ein b'mishmuchus ramone. So we pasken dvorim yesh b'mishmuchus ramone. So it's also to be chesed, even though he was makne, he made a verbal haknoi. But so it's also, so he doesn't have ere. But he can do it. He can do it. He can be chesed. He can be chesed. Mashenkein. If the haknoi was coupled with a certain minek that signifies a consummation of a mekach, so then the Aknoi itself transfers title without the Maizekian. Not that the minek, the shaking hands and wishing mazel broche is a Maizekian. So Reb Chaim says that the Shittes HaRambam is that Kinyan Suder. Of course, Kinyan Suder is Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, as Rishonim say. It's mentioned in Hus, but in Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dovo, so it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. V'zeis L'Fonim B'Yisroel L'Agulo V'Atmuro L'Kayim Kol Dovo. So Kinyan Suder is not, according to the Ravid, Kinyan Suder is a Kinyan. It's a Kinyan like Kesef. And he equates it with Kesef. Just as Evet Naim is Yetzel L'Cheirus. Al the Kesef, so is Yetzel L'Cheirus, al the Kinyan Suder. But according to the Rambam, Kinyan Suder is not a Maizik Kinyan, but it's effective. So it's like Simtuse. What's the effectiveness of Simtuse? If the Mecher and the Likeach did what is known among the Sochrim, so then the Haknoye affects the transfer of title. The Haknoye. So in other words, if there is a Kinyan Suder, So then the Daknoye itself affects the transfer of title, not that it's a Maizekian. Bamekeinim, the Gemara in Bamitzi Daf Nun Zayin. Who has to give this Suda? The Keni or the Makne? So it's Machlekes, Minos Alami, in Rus. So it's a Machlekes between Rav and Levi. So Bamekeinim, Rav Oma Bikilov Shalkeini. The Keni, the one, let's say, if Ruvin sells a Sode to Shimon, and the Kiyan is Kiyan Suda, so Shimon, who is Kene the Sode, he gives the handkerchief to Ruvein. Became of Shokene. The Nichal Eli Kene, the Leve Makne Kene. Keheichet Legma Veliki. And the Levi Oma, became of Shemakne. Became of Shemakne. What? So the Gemara says, "Ket anoy." We say, "Slifonim v'yisol adu atmur kaim kudosh shalish nalim slareyu kulos mechire chenim liyigal tmur azuchlip mechenim lechlan liyomar." He say, "Likaim kudosh shalish nalim slareyu minos alimi beyas nosn ligeil Rabbi Yudei meageil nosn libeyas." So that's the machlekes. So the Roshin, so Levi says that bekilu shalmakne. So if Ruvein sells the sode to Shimon, so not only does Ruvein, is not only is Ruvein makne the sode to Shimon, but Ruvein is even makne the handkerchief to Shimon too. So in other words, so Ruvein gives everything. So what kind of a kiyan is it? He gives him the sode, he gives him the handkerchief, he gives everything. So how is Shimon kiyane? So he's kiyane be'ayi anoye dekomim kavne goma vakna, because he gets a hanoi from the fact that Reuven gets a hanoi from the fact that Shimon is mikabel the handkerchief. So mainly goma vaknale. So what does it mean goma vaknale? In other words, that establishes gmiras das, and so the hanoi itself affects the change of title. And so this is what Levi says, and according to Rav. So what Gemara also says, Rav Oma Bekilu Shokene, the Nichal Eli Kene, the Leve Makne Kene, Keheichad Ligma Vlikner. So Rav Chaim says, according to the Rambam, why does the Gemara say so much? The Nichal Eli Kene, the Leve Makne Kene, Keheichad Ligma Vlikner. That's the Kiyan. It's like Kesef. The answer is no, it's not like Kesef. It's not the Maisa Kiyan. It's like Suntisim. So, it's in other words, if he gives him the Sudea, so then the Haknoi itself affects a change of title, a transfer of title from Reuven to Shimon, from Reuven to Shimon. Now, so this is what, that's the Rambam Shiti. The Rambam Shiti is true that there is Exeris HaKosov, if 9 is Yitzel Echeirus Aldi Kesef, but it cannot be Yitzel Echeirus Aldi Kiyin Sudea, because in Momain, so there can be a transfer of title without the Maizekinyan, with Aknoye, Mashenkin, Shichu. So without the Maizekinyan, it couldn't be Yetzel Echeus. So that's why the Rambam says that even Konami Yode is not Yetzel Echeus. All right. Now, so we can understand the Shite of the Ritva, the Mukhiyesiv Mubasra mentions. The Ritva infers from our Gemara that Stam Kiyan Sudar is not Me'achshov. Now the Kashi is, but if it's not, if Stam Kiyan Sudar is not Kine Me'achshov, so why, how can it be Kine? So it's also Kiyone. Kiyan Sudar is Hotel in More. So it's, so he, so like, so how can it be Kine? So it's called Kiyone. The answer is, when do we apply the principle of Kol Sekin Yonei? If it has to be effective, B'tiras Kinyan. So it's called Sekin Yonei, so there is no Kinyan. But Kinyan Sudea, according to these Rishenim, is not effective, B'tiras Kinyan. But it corroborates. In other words, just as we see that through Kinyan Sudea, he can be... He can create his chayves. Why? Because that establishes the Gmiras Das. It corroborates the aknoi. It is ma'alim the aknoi. That's why his chayves can be created. Through Kiyin Suder. So when you are makne chayves, through Kiyin Suder, so the Kiyin Suder, it's only me'alim the aknoi, and that's the pshat in the posik, likayim kol davo. So there are no two aloches in the posik. Of Gulot Muro and Likayim Kol Dovor. Gulot Muro implies that it's a Kinyan, and Likayim Kol Dovor implies that it corroborates the Aknoye, it establishes Miras Das. There is only one aloche of Likayim Kol Dovor. Gulot Muro also is because of Likayim Kol Dovor. The aloche of Kiyin Suder, the effectiveness of Kiyin Suder, consists in that the Aknoye is corroborated. It corroborated. So, Mimele, we cannot apply the concept of Kolzukiyone. Kolzukiyone is Shayach Ligabe Mishiche Chazoke. There it has to be Kane through the Maizekiyan. So Lachalamed, there is no Maizekiyan. But if somebody will be Makne something, and in order to corroborate the Aknoye, he makes a Kiyan Suda. So true, it's Kolzukiyone, but as if the Aknoye, if in final analysis, it's the Aknoye that affects the Ischaives, that affects the Kinyan. So mainly we don't say Kolzu Kinyan. That's the Pshat in the Rit. Right, now, I just want to mention, because Rishenim here discuss the Indian of Asmachte. What is Asmachte and what is not Asmachte? So now, here we have an example of Asmachte. Mishe pora mixes chayve, vihishlish es story, viomarim in aninesin le mikam vadlamid yei, tenli story. So that's one example of Asmachte. Another example of Asmachte is the Gemorim bom metzi. So, aninesin irovin lechavere, viomale, imani chayza beyem chalocha aveini. So the Rekeach says, imani chayza beyem chalocha aveini. And the Meicher says, "Imani chayzabi ech pelocha veincho niskayim atnoim." And Rabbi Yude says, "No, that asmachta loikani." So Rashi over there says, "Loize yichpe, loize yimche, loize yimche." That's the shita of Rashi. In other words, that according to Rabbi Yude, so just as the ischayves of the Meicher is ineffective on the basis of asmachta loikani, so the Mechile of the Likeach, who already turned over the Rove to the Mechir, so is also ineffective. That's according to Rashi, but the Rambam Shite, because Rashi Shite is, as the Ran points out, that Rashi Shite is that Asmacht Leikani applies to Mechile as well. But the Rambam Shite is that Asmacht Leikani applies only then Asmachte. We don't say Asmachte Likani. Alright, so these are examples of Asmachte. In other words, let the Hishlis Eshtore, Omar Lina Nisle Likavat Lamed Yeim, or Hanisin Robin Chavere, and he said, Iman Chiza Beyach Tuloch HaAvincho. These are examples of Asmachte. But there is a Machlekes in Gemara in Sanhedrin between Homer Bachom and Rav Sheishes. Ligabe Misachim Bikuvim. Let's say someone who is Misachim Bikuvim. Who bet, Musar Bikuvi, let's say, who bet on horse races or birds races. So the question is whether he's possible. So this Musar Bikuvi is possible. Now, Rome Bachome says that Musar Bikuvi is possible as a gazlan, even
even though it's not his profession, he just, you know, occasionally, you know, so he enjoys betting on horse races,
but he doesn't make a profession out of it. So Rome Bachome says that he's postulates. Now, Rav Sheshes, Willen Absum, Daf Chodal Yom Beis, Willen Absum, Misach Bikuvi Amal Vribis Mafrichiyenim and so on. So the Gemara says, Misach Bikuvi Amai Kovit, why should he postulate like this? He didn't take away any money from somebody else against his will. Omar Rav Mubachome, Mishim Dehava Asmacht, Vasmacht Lekani. So even though it was superficially, it appears that it was all the money that he gave me Daite, because he agreed they were betting on horse races. So, but since Asmacht is Likanye, so it's considered like money taken Shaloi Midaite. This is what Tome Bachome says. Rav Sheshe Soma Kol Kehaidavne Lav Asmachti Elo Lifishin Asukim B'Yishuvi Shalei. In other words, according to Rav Sheshes, that Misachi Mikuvi, betting on horse races, is not asmachte, so Memele Misachi Mikuvi is postulated only when he makes a living out of it. So then he's postulated because he's not tasting the Yishuvi Shalela. But if he makes a living, if he makes a living from something else, and occasionally he bets on horse races, so he's not postulated. Now, most Rishonim pasken like Rav Sheshes. Most Rishonim. So that means that we pasken that Misachi Bikuvia does not even come within Asmacht. So all the Rishonim raise the question, what's the difference, according to Rav Sheshes, between Misachi Bikuvie and the case of Misha Pora Mitzeshreinve or Hanesin Robin Chave. There is definitely Asmachte. Rabbi Yisi says Asmachte Kani, but it's definitely Asmachte. And here Misachi Bikuvie, Rav Sheshes says, it's not even Asmachte. So Rashi says, Kol Kai Gavne Lav Asmachte, Veheche Doma Asmachte, Ki Gein Dimei Vevolei Dashalim Mitzve. Uchen mashlish story, the same haloi dovo, the sova kol ze biyodi lasis, umireshe ki masna adaita loyovle, las machte, komasna di teye visovo, loyovle dikach, aval hochel isomach, amide, the loyoda inotach loy notach, vafil hoche asne, shmamino misveke asne, goma va akne, vluxeli, in other words, when, according to Rav Sheshes, so when is it asmachte? When is it asmachte? So if, let's say, he says he may be able to evit ashalim mitre. So why did he mischayev himself such an astronomical sum? It doesn't have to be astronomical sum. I mean, ashalim mitre. So even if it's not astronomical, why was he mischayev himself to be ashalim mitre? Or mashlisim story. So why was he mischayev himself? Because he took it for granted that he will not neglect the field, he will not neglect the kerem, he will not be delinquent in paying. That's why he was mischayev himself. Had he known that he might become delinquent, so he wouldn't have been mischayev himself. So memele, there is no gmiras das. Mashein kein, if somebody bets on horse races or on pigeon races, mafrichayenim. So he has no reason to assume that his yeno will come first. He has no reason. If he has common sense, he has no reason to assume that his pigeon will come first. So memele, it means according to Rav Sheshes, even though he didn't take anything for granted, he agreed to make a commitment. So it's not a smach.
over there in Eivir Veloye Avita Shalom Mitve, because he was sure that he's not going to neglect taking care of the field of the Karen. So Bimele is a smart. He had no reason in the world to assume that he will be Minatzeach. Why? He had no reason in the world. So Mimele, it is a smach. As a matter of fact, the Arishenim will say, there are two kinds of Misachi Bikuvye. There is one kind of Misachi Bikuvye, like betting on horse races, or on Yemi. So, in that kind of Misachi Bikuvye, there is a machleket between Rome Bachom and Rav Sheishes, as to whether it is Misachi Bikuvye, or is not Misachi Bikuvye. And then there is another Misachi Bikuvye. Someone who plays cards, and on money, and they put on the table $100 bill. And let's say, if the one who loses the game loses the $100. So this kind doesn't have to be dafke cards, it can be chess too, if they play on money. So it's also the same thing. So in other words, so if they play chess, and they put on the table $100 bill, and the one who loses the $100 bill. So why do they agree that if he loses, he'll lose the $100 bill? Because he considers himself the champion as a better player. So the only reason, so there are some Rishenim who say, that Agos Maimon mentions it. So there are some Rishenim who say that when does Rav Sheishe say that Misachi Mikuvye is not a smachte and is only posleides if eliumnes acheres, so is not eisig in shushalaylom. But if yesh liumnes acheres and is eisig in shushalaylom, is not posleides if, let's say, the Misachi Mikuvye, if he bets on horse races or on mafrichayenim, the same as horse races. But if he's a Misachi Mikuvye, because where there is a certain art, a certain chokhmeh, I don't know whether you can apply the term art of chokhmeh to it. So he thinks, he takes it for granted that he is a better player in cards, and that's the reason as to why he's mishayev himself to give away $100 in case he loses, because he's sure, I mean, he doesn't even enter his mind that he'll lose, because after all, he considers himself a better player. So then, Rav Sheishes will be made it. This kind of misachim. Rav Sheishes will be made. That is a smachte, no before ladies, even if Yeshua um the Sachas. And they say it in the Rashi, because Rashi here in Sanhedrin Davchov Dalet says, so the same haloi dovo, the sovo kol zebi yodilases. So when does Rav Sheishe say Misachi Mikuvye is not possible either, if Yesh Lo Umnes Acheres, only the Misachi Mikuvye where he makes a bet. So then he cannot take for granted if he has common sense, unless he is of his mind. So he can be sure. But if he's a reasonable person, he cannot be sure that his horse will come first. Only if he has a money in his horse or like something else. But that's not reasonable. So Mimele, Rav Sheishe says that here is Gomar Akne. So he's only post ladies if only umnes acheres. So he's not taking Yishuv Shalom. But if let's say he does it, he's mischayim himself because he assumes that he's a better player. It is kind of a game that he thinks he has more expertise than the other, and he's sure that he will win, and had it occurred to his mind that he's not the best player in the world, he wouldn't have undertaken. So then it's the regular smachte, like Misha Poramix is Chayve, Vishlish is Story, or Anis Nirovim Chavere. Yeah, that's one shite. Then there is another shite that do not distinguish between this kind of a gay, this kind of Misachi Bikuvye, and another Misachi Bikuvye. So why does Rav Sheshe say that Misachi Bikuvye is not posleides if Yeshli Unes Acheres? So according to these Rishenim, it doesn't make any difference what kind of Misachi Bikuvye, whether it's Misachi Bikuvye, let's say, who bets on horse races, or Misachi Bikuvye who plays cards or plays chess, and is Mischayev himself a certain sum of money. So they say that there is a difference between the case of Mishe Pora Mixas Cheve V'Hishlish Eshtorei V'Omar Imin Ananesen Li Mikam Vad Lamed Yehim in the case of Misachi Bikuvye. Because what is the objective of the person who is mashlish the shtar, and he says, "Imen ani neisin leimikan dat lamed yehim, tein lishtorei." Does he aspire towards tein lishtorei? He doesn't aspire towards tein lishtorei. He aspires towards paying up the rest of the chayv. But he stipulates, in case I don't, this is what he aspires to. That he, within the next 30 days, he'll pay up the rest of the balance of the debt. But he stipulates, in case I don't pay within 30 days the balance of the debt, then, so, Taylor Yishtori, he'll be able to collect the whole debt. Even the part of the debt that I already collected, that I already paid. So, here it's a smachte because he doesn't aspire towards what is towards a realization of what is mischayev himself. Mashainke misachi bikuvye. So that each one aspires towards the realization of their mutual commitment. But each one thinks the other one will have to pay it, not he. But that they both aspire towards the realization of their stipulation. In the case of Poramix Ascheve Vihishlish Estorei, so they don't aspire towards a realization of that stipulation. On the contrary, they aspire towards a payment of the full debt. Each one is interested, even the Malve. What is he doesn't aspire towards a forfeiture of the shtar, even the malve. This is only done as a security. In other words, to induce the leve that he should pay the balance of the debt. So they don't aspire. So the one who is mischayev himself to pay the whole amount of $1,000, even though $500 you already paid, he doesn't aspire towards a fulfillment of this stipulation. So mimele it's a smachte. Mashenki misachi bikuvye. So they both aspire towards the fulfillment of that commitment. But each one thinks that the other one will have to pay. So mimele it's not a smachte. So in that case, since they aspire towards the fulfillment of the stipulation, so it's gomavak. So nachtemine is whether in misachi bikuvye, in cards, in chess, where he takes it for granted that he will win, whether according to Rav Sheshes, so. It's not a smachti either, or that would be a smachti. You see, this is the machlokeshen. All right, I just wanted to discuss all these, and even then, we won't come in on Thursday, so we'll go over the Teisves and the Rosh, and then in that Rosh, you have to go over Simen. There is the Rosh has the Yatul Shemes. has he a tuli shenis, a merda asmacht, Rabbi Yisai Meryite. So he has tuli shenis about the question, about shtar shalovo uporei, is nimchal shibudei. So he has tuli shenis here, the Rosh. Now, that is discussed in the... Yeah. Simen Nichesh Mishpet Chilik Aleph Simen Nun Hei Siv Beis the Mechaber and the Ramo the Sma and the Shach they discuss these 2 days in the Rosh right, there'll be another Shia just in a few minutes, just be another Shia in the same. So he also explains the Mishnah on the basis of Umdene, but we said that this does not mean that it is inconsistent with the Shita of Rashi in Ksuvos Daf Gimel. That the aloche, that the kimatnai is no kimatnai, kimatnai beinus is no kimatnai, is based upon lanaro lisasedovo. Because we saw in the Miri, that the Miri mentions lanaro lisasedovo, and he also explains the Mishneh on the basis of Umdene. So the Ram could also agree with Rashi Ksuves, except that here the Mishneh mentions a case of natanin is gomo. So that couldn't be based upon Lanaro Lisasedovo. That is based upon Umdene. But where it is an Ines Gomo, then we don't have to resort to Umdene. So maybe the Rosh could also, the Pshat and the Rosh could also be the same way. The Atvis Chusei Mosakeche in Shriyes of Yad Bezen, Al Menashe Mo Yehove Shal Yovel Izman Bezen, She Yiu Pteli, U Machal Al Kol Tzchusho Yolebeh, Vichy Teime Kto Lishane, Dichsiv, Vishokto Eido, Vitzilo Eido, Ktole Mide Dose Mimele, Vili Mistabe Lani Shaloines Kirots, Avulze Shehisno Vlipireich, Biloi Kvaseines, Goma Vyasne Vicholi. It's a little strange, the Rosh. He says, Vichite Miktole Shane, Dichsiv, Vishokto Eido, Vitzilo Eido. Why does he have to mention Shokto Eido, Vitzilo Eido? There is certainly a loche of Lanaro Lisasedovo without recourse to Shofte Eido Vitzila Eido. That Shofte Eido Vitzila Eido applies only to the Nefoshes. But the aloche of Lanaro Lisasedovo applies even to matters that are not in the Nefoshes. First of all, there is the Shita of the Rai with Milchetz Chilul Mazik is that if somebody was, say, a anonus, in other words, if an anus, let's say, does anyone have the Rambam Cheskel Mazik? No, no one. Yeah, okay, thank you.
Now the Rambam says in the Likhet Mechaschim Umazik Halocha Dalet, Noso Momen Chavere Biyode, Vinos Nilaanos Chai Vishal Mikol Mokim, Apo Pisha Amelech Homsi Lohom. So if he was Mazik Biyodai, there are two kinds of Mosa. Mosa who just masters Bidibure. So then it's not considered as a Mazik Biyodai. Either it is Chayev on the basis of Kami, or it's a special aloha, a special takone that Mosar is chayev, but it's not a mazik yodai. So then we say, if someone was forced to maser momi chavere, he's not chayev mishal. If he was forced, let's say he was told by another person, if you don't report the momi chavere, so then I'll kill you. And he reported because he was forced. So then he's fine. So then he's not a mazik yodai. It's either it's Gami or it's a special halacha that Mosar is chayev. So that chiyuv doesn't apply to a case where he was forced. But suppose someone was forced to turn over Mome Chavere to the Aros, then he's a Mazik Yodai. So even though he was forced under the threat of death to take somebody's Mome, another person's Mome, and then turn it over to the Aros, so then he's chayev. So the Raimi says, Omar Avrom, gam bo zeh al daso rabu eilich, like the Raimi. V'in agoye meidale. When he agrees with the Shittas Agoye, the Raimi. In other words, because onus rachmon epatra. Onus rachmon epatra. So we see here it's not a question of nefoshes, of giving him, of meeting out the chiyuv mitzvah. Still the Raimi applies the din. The Raivet applies the din of Onus Rachmon Epat. So why does the Rosh have to say? Because the Shofteinu Vitzileinu. Shofteinu Vitzileinu is Aloche in the Foshes. It doesn't apply to the Nemomenes. We see the Aloche of Onus Rachmon Epat applies even to Momen, not Davke in the Foshes. And even that, so you can say, all right, this is what the Raivet says, but the Rambam is Chelik. No, the reason is why the Rambam is Chelik is because the Rambam holds that when somebody is mazik, so the chiyuv to pay is not mitiras einish. It's not an einish, not even a monetary penalty. You have to pay because you caused him damage, so you have to pay. And aloche of onus rachmon epatre is only p'tur of onshi. Mashiach in the chiyuv of mazik is not mitam einish. Is not mitam einish. The chiyuv of mazik. And who have to pay for the hefset that I caused him? So, Memele, the aloha of Onus Rachmon Epatre doesn't apply because that only is as a shaykhes to onshi. But if it will be an Enish, let's say Knas. Knas is an Enish. This is what the Rambam, this is how the Rambam defines Knas in Sefer HaMitzvahs. What does Knas mean? Capeful Dalet Vei. So, why is it called Knas? Because it's a monetary penalty. Let's say, when you borrow money, so you have to pay, not by way of penalty. And according to the Rambam, so when you're mazik somebody's money, you have to pay, not by way of penalty. You are mazik his money, you caused him damage. You have to pay for the damage. So the Memele, the Aloha, for the Srachmon Epatre, has no shaykhes. But let's say, Ligavi Knas, the Rambam would agree that the Aloha, for the Srachmon Epatre, applies. And the Shittas HaRaivetis, it applies even to mazik. So why does the Rosh say, so that's strange, why does the Rosh say, because Shofto Eido Vitzileino, it's not Davke Nifoshes, that's strange. Ktole Mide Dosim Emele, L'Mistabel Anish Aleines Kirotz, Avo Zeshe Yisno, V'Loi Piresh, V'Loi Yikvas Eines, Goma Ve'asne V'Cholim. Alright, so that's strange, this Rosh. Harili Nilronsi, Alveines Ma'akiv Kogu, V'Rabune Seiveya, Vadai Bineveya, Beinon, the people bishop. Now the question is, the Rabune says that when the Kimatnai was realized through an illness, it's still considered the Kimatnai, and he has all his chusim forfeited, this gavre. But Rove mentioned a raya from the Mishnah, so it's a Mishnah before Eshes, neged Rabune. So that the answer is, that according to Ravune, there is a distinction between the case of Atvis Chusse de Bidine and Neder.
So only by Neder Rikim Atnai Beines is not considered Rikim Atnai. But
in Kolatere Kule,
Rikim Atnai
Beines is considered Rikim Atnai. Why is Neder different?
Ravune says there,
Mada is Neder being on the people in the shop. Below you be dying to live here in Yakven or Enes. I will be moment we ask Lino Bosabach Shemes Libe. He will ask me to Yush. Below it was Enes. Enes Matlatna.
So he says that the reason is why
Rabune
distinguishes between Nedea and Kolatere Kule is because by Nedea
there is a special aloche of Pibeli Bishop.
Now,
and in Kolatere Kule, let's say in Chile Kibone, there is also a din of Das.
And still Rabune says that even though the Mechile, here it was an Ian of Mechile,
Hidoye Mechile.
So even though the Mechile was an Itnai and the Tkiyum Atnai was realized through an Enes, so still it's considered as a Tkiyum Atnai, as a Tkiyum Atnai, even though there is a din of Das. So why Neder is different? Why Neder requires Das, people be showing?
So Kinyonim, like Mechile,
or Aknoi also require Das. The answer is, but by Neder, the din of Das of Neder is unique, because it's a special aloha of Das,
as of
Odom Mishui. You see that Rabbi Nazriel, in Shinkobetz Sinosia, says that Mishpiti Aknoim are not required Gabi Neder. Why?
Because of the special aloha of Pibili Bishavim,
because of Odom Mishue. So here too,
in Kolatere Kule, according to Ravune, Kimatnai Beines,
it's considered Kimatnai.
Mashin Kim by Neder.
Where there is a special aloha of Das of Odom Mishue, so Kimatnai of Beines by Fueines is not considered a Kimatnai.
Now the Ritvo, and our Mishneh, also says, That there is a special halacha of by Neder. Nidrionsin, so he explains this Mishneh on the basis of Odom Mishneh. Of Odom Mishneh. Now turn to the Ritva, and the Ritva. Something very remarkable here.
Now, on this read, not the first paragraph in the Ritva.
So then the first paragraph, he discusses Ba'ariches, Nidrionsin.
So it's based upon the aloche, the special aloche of Nidrionsin. So he has the kashe, why the Neder should be bottled because of Nidris Ruzin. So he says, so he mentions the Kimta of the Gemore, that here he deals with the case where the Neder was taken upon the initiative of the Mizumen. So the Mele, he doesn't come within the aloha of Nidre Zeruzi. So the reason is why it's Mutter is because of Nidre. This is what he says in effect in this long paragraph. But then he says, Vilomadnu mi Mishno Sein. The man did not have the second paragraph. Vilomadnu mi Mishno Sein. Die Mann, die noch da ruhig stabe am Mide, schon bekomm was sei, und schon hier nur lasse ich ihre Enes, schon heuer die Deite mich als Niedrung schlosse, schon mehr Atmen lasse ich es, haben wir Potter bei Ihnen, mit Kofi Mamesh, kein Chili, schon die Oche lasse ich es, ist doch auch die Darke, die Chol Chili, schon ich um die Mito, bin Chili Bono, und bin Beise am Mutolnolo, und ich war Cheres, gegen Scherob und Menano, wenn die Oche lasse ich es, Zoye, ויזכר סבינו בחייצבי, הרוי פוטר. הרוי פוטר, וכן כל קייצב הזה, שנפחד לשלוי על קיומי, דובו שאיש בסכונה, כן סכונה סדרוכי, או יאפילו הפסד כלל, ממומן, להסיק עדיין זה שיאפסיק תאיסי בשור שנודע, כדמוך הבריש בו וכם. Really, there the Gemara discusses another Indian as to whether it is considered a noni or a noshi. ועליד איתניה מי שאוהיר ליסודי סיכרומי ואילמי צילים קר מאכיל נעשי מייסרוני עד מחצו משמהם סיפורת את מחוסר דונסו. So what shall I have to say here? There is a question
of a rich man who has a lot of fields and a lot of vineyards, and then, but he cannot avail himself. You know, there are certain rich people who do not have available cash. So the question is, such a person, he might be a millionaire as far as his assets are concerned, but he doesn't have any cash. So is he considered as an oni because he doesn't have any available cash or not? So then the answer is, it all depends. If he can convert his assets into cash without an excessive loss to him, so then he's considered an oshia. But if the only way to convert his assets is by sustaining a terrific loss, if he cannot sell his fields and his vineyards at the real price, but at the lesser price, at less than half its price, so then he's considered an oni. In other words, so what's the shayfes? So in other words, so that means he's an onus. In other words, if a person can convert his assets into kesef, into cash, then he's not considered an oni. Just he has assets worth millions of dollars, but he'll have to sell his assets at a certain loss. But if the loss is not substantial, so then he's considered an oshia. Let him sustain an insignificant loss. But if he can only sell his nechosim at a very excessive loss, so mele, that means he cannot convert his assets into cash. Why can't he? Because he's an onus. So we see that a considerable monetary loss is considered an anus. Because if he hadn't been considered an anus, so then he would be considered an oshia. Why is he considered an oni? Because he doesn't have any money. So theoretically he's a millionaire, he's an oshia. But in practical terms, he cannot avail himself of his assets unless he'll sustain an excessive loss. So the Gemara discusses what is considered an excessive loss. Excessive loss. So we see that an excessive loss is considered an anus. So mainly here too, ligabe nidri onsin, an excessive monetary loss is considered an anus. Only an excessive monetary loss, not a loss of 10 cents. So an excessive monetary loss is considered an anus. That's the shaitz. All right. So, by it the Muhab of Yisbo were coming, by it the Tanya Misho Yom Yisodeitz, who come in when he makes a link, he makes a link, he makes a link, and makes a link, he makes a link, the Nuchos of the Onesu, Vahane Diktone Name, O Yishin Trino, Vo Yisagi Shoro Yefcho Yilav Yabisino, he says, it's inconceivable that it's Mamish and Onus, there is no way. Why? In other words, Ikvino, Ikvino, so what does it mean, Ikvino? Why couldn't he hire a special boat? Let's say suppose somebody misses a plane. So he's an onus. But if he's willing to spend, let's say, thousands of dollars, he can hire a special plane for himself. For money he can do everything. So in other words, so here too it says if we know. But why couldn't he hire a special boat and pay a large sum of money? The answer is that too is an anus. So Voli Sagi Shoyev Shoyelava Bisino. Visudim came Pshita Nipota. If the Mishnah means that is Mamish and Onus, he has no way of crossing the river and he cannot even hire a boat, so then it's a double portion. In other words, so then we don't have to resort to the special Zerasakosu for Voda Mishue. This is what he means. Because he says it's all based upon the special Zerasakosu for Voda Mishue. So, Visudim came, Pshita Nipota, the Mayhavu Limeba, the Onus Rachmone Shaye, the Romulo Limita Voda Mishue, Pratle Onus, El Vada Rachmone Shaye, Bineda Mishue, Kolheche, the Onus Enes Koldu Habe Akvili Kayim Shmose. Kol heiche do yaske adayt mi shastik lo shvose va vleine schile di shriach veine sik vesano di shvach di dayte gam git mi khshile uns Die Lechsiv mit Sachat Gitt, noch hat Mucha Bishmaid, von Meistig zu wissen. Die Lechoche Kosov Rachmone, ho Odom Bishmue, Pratlonus, Hilka, ho Adin, kol Shem Akri, Shem Hefzed, Bimomeni, she Hutzrach Liske, Svino, o Yanoshim, she Yopu Yimi Biderech, מפני הליסטי מאמי ופוטר, וכי כל קייץ בזה. So he says, when do we have to resort to the special sacrifice of Odom Bishmue, if it's not an honest gomor, of my Hebel and Rabbi. But if it is a, if it is an honest gomor, of my Hebel and Rabbi, it was completely beyond his control, even with spending a hein rab, he still couldn't help it, so then we don't have to resort to the special sacrifice of Odom Bishmue. So why shouldn't we resort to the special kazakos of Odom Bishmue? Even if it is an onus gomor, the answer is because then it could be based upon the general din of onaris asadomo. So again, in the Ritva, even though the Ritva explains the din of the Mishnah, not the way the Ran explains it on the basis of Umdene. But we said in the Ran that the Ran can agree with Rashi in Ksuvas Davgin. Because Rashi Ksuvas has reference to a case of an onus gomor. And here the Ran says that the Mishnah has reference to a case, Hol of Nei, not an onus gomor. So the case of an anus, not an onus gomor. According to the Ran, it's based upon Umdene. According to the Ritva, it's based upon the special Tzazakos of Odom Bishmue. But if it's an onus gomor, we don't have to resort to the special Tzazakos of Odom Bishmue, then on the basis of Lanara, Luinanar, Lissasdom. So then he continues. He says, So he mentions here a very big finish. The Ritva says, Vilomadu mishnosenu, dimandi nodaru ishtava amide shehu bikum vase. What do you mean bikum vase? Now, neder, bikum vase can only become sealed as neder mit. Otherwise, neder is a nisachet. But shvue can become sealed in bikum vase. Let's say he took the shvue, he'll pay him $100. Within the next 10 days, he took his shvue to pay him $100. And then, as a matter of fact, the Ritva then discusses this kind of shvue. And then, within 10 days, it's impossible for him to pay the $100. Even though it is not completely impossible. But it is impossible because it will involve an excessive hardship. So he spoke. If the shvue or the neder was become vase, but if the shvue or the neder was bishevaltaise, so then the only thing that can give him a license not to be mekayim the shvue is bikoach nefesh. But anything short of bikoach nefesh, no matter what hardship it is, so will not give him a license to behavior on the Shvue. So he says, this is mashma from our mission. So the question is, how is it mashma from our mission? Bishleimi, if our mission had dealt with the neder of kumvase, fine. But our mission does not deal with the neder of kumvase. Our mission deals with the neder of shevaltaise. What was the neder? He asked the Muslim, asked the Anoy of the Muslim, if the Muslim will not appear for supper, for his meal. So the neder was a neder of Sheval Taisi. And the Tnai was also Sheval Taisi. The Tnai was also Sheval Taisi. So how does this, and here in our Mishnah we see that if my name is that he's not in the Mishnah Gomor of my Abel Neva, a hardship situation, like Cholov Nei, or an excessive monetary loss, so this is Muta. This is Nidrons. So he says, that we see from this Mishnah that wherever the Neda or the Shvue was become Vasei, so then, Enes is Imati. Mashenkin, the Neda was Mishav Al-Taise, no Enes is Imati, except with Vachnerish. But now Mishnah, the Neda was Mishav Al-Taise, and still Enes is Imati. So the answer is, because now Mishnah, too, the Neda itself, is Mishav Al-Taise, but it was based upon a certain, it was coupled with a certain condition. The Mazni, Ruvain, Asadanoi of Shimon, the Muslim, he on the condition that the Shimon will not appear for Sabbath. So it was coupled with a certain condition. So in other words, so we see from the Ritvo that in two types of Nidorim and Shues, Enes is a matter. Even not an Enes Gomor. Enes of a hardship situation, Enes of an excessive monetary loss is a matter. One type of neder, one category of neder that Enes is matir is if the neder or the shvuyeh itself is become masay. Let's say he takes a shvuyeh to pay him a certain sum of money or to do a certain act. For he takes a shvuyeh that he will work for a certain person, and then his son became sick, and the son has the flu. And he has to attend to the son. It's not an Enes Gomor. We can leave the son by himself, even though he has the flu, but it's a hardship situation. So then it's a matia, not to fulfill the shvuyeh. That was shvuyeh. And then another category of nidorim or shvuyeh, where Enes is a matia, is if the even though the shvuyeh or the neder was b'shev otayse, but it was coupled with the condition, like the case of our Mishneh, so there too, Enes, Cholobnei, if we know, is a matter. Mashainke, if the neder or the shvuyeh was the Sheva Taise, he asked the Kikea, so then, no Enes is a matter, except the Kach Nefesh. But suppose it's not the Kach Nefesh, it's not the Kach Nefesh, but it will be detrimental to his health anyway. He has to eat that kikya, otherwise he'll become a chilash eibis upon it, and he'll stay in bed for a few months. But as long as he's sure that he will not, chas v'sholem, bring about a loss of life, so then it's no help. So the question is, what is the common denominator between a neder or shvuyeh that in several times say, but it's coupled with the condition, and the neder or shvuyeh that is become vasei. So in both types of nidorim, the enes, even not an enes gomor, is a matter. But a neder or shvuyeh, b'sheva taise, then enes is no matter, only the brach nefesh. So he says, v'lomadu mishno sein, v'mandi nodaru ishtaba amide, shu become vasei, u'shiyir lazis tira enes, shal hoye b'tait v'shas nidra yushvosei, שמאקרים לאסיס, הרוי פוטר, בין אינס בגופים ממש כחיל שיוח לאסיס ידו וכדאר כי בכל חיל שיהו מידו, בין חיל ריבונוב, ובני פייסי אבותון לא לופו יקבע חרס קוב מיינו, ויוח לאוויר וביצוי ולסקסוין וחייץ והרוי פוטר, ובחיל כל קייץ ושנצחה שלה קיום מידו שאיב וסקוני סקוני צרוכים ואפילו הפסד, כלל ומומני, and then he says, So Bisudim came Pshitali the Potter, the Maya Lemeva, the Onus Rachmon Eshaye, the Lomu Mikta Vodom Bishwe, Prat Lonus, Elo Vadai, Rachmon Eshaye, the Nether Shwe, Kol Heche, the Onus Enes Kondu Amak, the Kalim Shwasi, Kol Heich Lasta Dai Shasito Shwasi, Vafilu, Enes Chemin Shia, Benesik Zanor, the Shia, the Tataika, the Gitlich Shivainsky, Kersin Misakas Gitl, Uchidimucha, משמעי דגמי זה נקסו ואילוך הקס רחמון הנשבו פטלונוס. היו כחו עדין כל שמעק וישמאפס עם המיני, שהוא צריך לסקס מיני אלו שיובים בדרך, מפני אליסי להרויפות, הלכים כל כך יצא בזה. מי הוא Hanimile, again, he emphasizes, B'nei Deroi Nishba La'asim, Shein Chalei Shvuosi Achas Maisi, B'nei Deroi Nishba La'asim, Sorim, B'nei Deroi Nishba Shaloi La'asim, but Ali Deitnai. So again, Shein Chalei Shvuosi Achas Maisi, Avo B'nei Deroi Nishba Shaloi La'asim, Hari Chalei Shvuosi Miachshon. So he mentions a very strange reason, because if the neder is lasses, so then the chalais hashbuye takes effect only later. Only later. Mashiach, if the shbuye shaloi lasses, so the chalais hashbuye takes. So again, the fulfillment of the tnai constitutes the chalais of the shbuye of the neder. For example, here, the subject matter of the neder was shaloi lasses. He asked anoy, but that was based upon the occurrence of a certain contingency, the non-appearance of the muzmen of the invitee at dinner of the mazmen. So, mele, when did the chalais haneder that the nechosi should become osea take effect? When could it take effect? Only upon the non-appearance, and the non-appearance took place to an anus, even though anus called him. So mele da aloha the course of autumn mishwe applies. Now what's the pshat? So it seems that according to the Ritva, there is a fundamental distinction between a neder or a shvuye b'shem al taise and a shvuye a neder b'kum vaseh. If the neder or shvuye is b'shem al taise, now let's say neder is a hefze, shvuye is a gavre. So mele, the moment you take the neder, the moment you take the shvuye, you become bound by the neder and shvuye. You become bound. You become osa. It's a hefze or it's a gavre. So if I take a shvuye not to eat of the kikya, so I become.